Lucille and I celebrated our 50th anniversary the year before she passed away. Her parting words to me were, though I've always been your one and only, Bernie, don't be lonely. And just as on that day I vowed, Lucille, I'm doing you proud. Seems as soon as you were gone, the widow from upstairs came by with a cheesecake and a twinkle in her one good eye. She wanted to pay her respects, and somehow it turned into talk of sex. She told me she was drawn to my full head of hair. She knew how very sad I was in great despair. She said she ought to comfort me and you'll be glad she did. And as I vowed, Lucille, I'm doing you proud. Yeah, I've been moving on, I'm feeling so much better. Last Wednesday was a first, it was a doubleheader. A nice matinee with Renee. Who knew that intermission would get so risque? A dinner date with Nana, who is mad for my teeth. The fact that they're all there just drives her wild beneath. And with this magic pill that blew, you'll be glad I came through. Ooh! And as I bow, Lucille, I'm doing you proud. I miss you, honey, but life is sunny. They're standing in line, and it suits me just fine. It's the early bird special at Bernie's Buffet. There's a smorgasbord, and I'm the catch of the day. Seems a man of 85 can still be quite the dandy. If you can walk and talk and breathe, that's really handy. And since I can drive, what a plus. They'd rather be with me than sitting on a bus. I know you're glad I'm living up this time of my life, but don't forget you're still my one and only wife. It may take longer than I thought to meet you up above, but think of all the things I've learned about the game of love. Things I never tried when you were alive. When we get back together, oh, we're gonna thrive. Until then, as I vowed, Lucille. They always say a good man is hard to find, Lucille. Or is it the other way around, Lucille? I'm doing ya proud. Life starts at the right, ladies. Come up and see me sometime. Yeah.